Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Gives her the date rose and then walks her around the corner to some motherfucking double doors that we have not seen in a minute. Who's behind the door?
Temecula.
Not a SoundCloud R&B duo. Not a Chloe and Halle-esque, you know, singing sisters, no name Instagram duo. It's Temecula Road.
Not even Leon Bridges. You know how much white people stan Leon Bridges?
I love Leon Bridges.
Me too. But like, not, so does the whole Bachelor audience. You right. couldn't get him? Somebody?
No. We got Temecula Road.
Oh my God, Temecula Road.
Oh my God. Name alone.
The name. I was like, well, where is Temecula? Where is Temecula Road? I don't like the sound of that.
I don't like the sound of that. Oh my God, this country music like trio.
Yeah.
And they got this black couple just dancing around.
Swaying. I'm sure yeah.
Matt grew up in North Carolina.
Yeah. Yeah.
With a white mama. I'm sure he grew up listening to this kind of music. Maybe he even requested, you know, country
yeah.
music. I love that.
But right.
The optics of this one,
they were bad.
I did a deep sigh because this is what we said last season. If I see this. And dancing behind some double doors to some country music, I'm gonna be pissed. And all I could just do was shake my head and just
that's it, and just move on. I see that they, because the first thing I thought when it was Temecula Road was they couldn't get Aloe Black.
I mean, there's so many.
There's like, so many like common black singers that are acceptable for white audiences.
They're acceptable,
there
are that aren't so,
so many.
Big,
yes.
That are kind of like no name, quote unquote.
Yeah.
None of those.
Nobody. But I do see they get LL Black later in the season. We saw that in the preview.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Nice. Thank God. Okay. Yeah.
Please. Jesus. Mm. Now, the next day, group date time, the ladies meet up with Matt. He's wearing a bowling shirt and some tight-ass skinny jeans. They head to a bowling alley and they're just gonna bowl, eat chicken tenders, have fun. It's cute.
Going on a little, it seemed like a birthday party almost.
Very like fourth grade birthday.
Yeah.
But fun. I loved a bowling birthday. Not gonna lie.
Yeah, same.
Now here comes Chris Harrison to ruin everything.
Yeah. Only comes in with shitty news these days, huh?
Always.
Yeah, yeah.
Turning this fun little day into a competition yet
yeah,
again.
Yeah, why do we need this?
I don't know. The producers got my Becky of the Week for this one.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah.
Why does everything have to be a competition? Why does the losing team have to go home?
I know. I don't know if they just see that he's boring and they're like, fuck.
We gotta create the drama with the ladies,
I guess.
We gotta
do some kind of drama. Yeah, yeah.
I just don't understand. Like, let the winning team get a something. Like, give them a little prize.
Right.
But to punish the losing team to send them home.
Home.
When it's so hard to get time already. Like, I don't.
Yeah.
I hate that for them and for just us watching the show. Because I'm still not getting to know Chelsea and Abigail
the
and
girls,
the people who
right.
went to go home. Yeah. So anyways, pink team's crushing it. Somehow the blue team came up with a miracle, but they ended up losing in the end. And so, who had to go home? Abigail, Serena C.
Yeah, Rachel.
Rachel, Kit, and Bree. Yeah.
Sure.
But it sucks the most for Abigail and Serena C, who have not had one-on-ones.
Yeah.
So yep. I know they're super frustrated. And mm-hmm. yeah, this battle for time just seems worse than ever this season, it feels like.
Yeah, and it's just so weird because at this point, this is Rachel's boyfriend. This is Kit's boyfriend. Mm-hmm. This is, you know what I mean? So it's getting mm-hmm. weird on these group dates. So.
Very, very strange. Yeah. Now, Beck and Emma Cullen, Piper and Katie are, you know, sitting around when the bowling losers come back mm-hmm. and are basically in tears because
yeah.
they're like,
yeah.
Abigail's literally going crazy. She got the first mm-hmm. impression rose and then yeah. like has barely seen him since.
Mm-hmm.
And it sucks. And thankfully, Chris Harrison comes in to save the day and drops off a date card, letting the ladies know that they can go back
mm-hmm.
to join Matt and the rest of the ladies. Now back on the group date, all the winners are like, Tarana, we won. Mm-hmm. It's only four of us. We get so much time with Matt.
Mm-hmm.
And then the losers walk in.
Yeah. Like, they were like calculating. Kidding. They were like, there's a 25% chance one of us gets that rose. Like, yeah. Oh my God, you all are doing math? Like, doing oh God.
Oh, it sucks. Chelsea's over it because she's one of the ladies safe. Yeah. Still hasn't had a one-on-one. Yep. And now she's like, damn, I thought I had a 1-4 chance. Now I'm back to 1-9.
Mm-hmm.
And really sucks. So yeah, they have a nice little one-on-one time. Again, not really getting much from these moments. But time for the group date rose, and he gives it to Michelle.
Which
I love Michelle. Rihanna Light.
I love Michelle too. I don't know why she got the rose though.
I don't know why.
Yeah, I'm confused.
Very confusing.
And she just had a one-on-one and Chelsea didn't.
Exactly.
So
very disappointing. I feel like he could have strategically given it to one of the ladies who didn't have a one-on-one.
Yeah.
Just to give them the value.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah, I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which you know is very nice. Important to me.
Uh-huh.
But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, mm-hmm. especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. Mm-hmm. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
Mm-hmm. It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge? Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helps me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
Validation that they definitely need.
Yeah, yeah.
Michelle, I don't think she needs a validation, but mm-hmm. I guess that's what his heart was feeling at the time.
Also, Chelsea, I know we don't usually do this, but Chelsea got my invite to the cookout purely for this yellow dress.
Oh, yeah.
Specifically for this great, big Oshun energy that she was giving, this big feminine energy that she was just spewing in this dress. I love
it. Glowing.
I love yellow on a dark-skinned girl. Oh, my God.
No combo looks better than that, I feel like.
Well, or white. I love white.
Or white on a dark-skinned girl, for sure.
Yep. But yeah, I know she's like, oh, I feel better where we stand, and then didn't get the rose.
Yeah.
It's getting confusing now. It's getting weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also Matt, I don't think he's thinking through the strategy.
No.
Like, you can strategically be giving these roses. You should, in my opinion, should have given it to a girl that didn't get a one-on-one.
Didn't get a one-on-one.
Just to kind of make her sit tight.
Mm-hmm.
But he ain't thinking that far, so. Meanwhile, Heather, with her freakishly deep dimples, them shits. I feel like they're like touching on the inside.
Oh my god!
And she's vlogging, and it's so close. Her like icy blue fucking eyes are like piercing my soul.
Yeah, she is real close to the camera.
Real close. You see the depths of the dimple, and you see the iciness of the eyes.
Mm.
Oh man! So yeah, she's a lot. She's still, you know, doing her thing in the room, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Now, next up, we have Matt meeting up with Tyler C.
Mm-hmm.
His bestie showed up in a jeans and t-shirt. What up?
Even regular, but he's still fine as shit. Like, he came onto that camera, and I was like, oh my god, you couldn't even put a sweater on. But then in my back of my back head, I was like, god damn, that man fine. Jesus Christ.
Tyler C. is a treat. He is a treat. Mm. And it's so funny because when he started, I remember when Hannah B season started, I refused to like this man. Yes. I did not trust him. I was like, this face, I don't trust this face.
Yeah.
I don't like it. It's too pretty. Mm-hmm. Looks too much like a Kennedy.
Yeah.
Something about it, ain't it?
Yep.
And then he just grew on us. And he's just undeniably good looking.
Ugh.
I'm a Tyler C fan. Can't help it.
Mm-hmm.
So he arrives. He's, you know, just chatted up with Matt and kind of prepping him, I guess, for his one-on-one with Katie. And I thought he gave some pretty good advice and some insight. He said that, you know, some relationships will start later on the show. That's what happened with him and Hannah. They had a good connection, but didn't really blossom until the, like, further in.
Yeah.
So he advised him to just, like, stay open.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even girls who don't have one-on-ones yet, that could still be your girl. Like, stay open to everybody.
He really is one of the best to give the advice, because really, he should be engaged to Hannah right now.
Yes.
You know?
He should have won.
He should have won.
He should have won. Mm-hmm. He literally should be with Hannah.
Yep.
God. And yeah, it was cute. He just seemed really happy and like giddy for his friends. Like even hearing Matt say like he can see himself get down on one knee. He was like, oh man, you're about to be booed up.
Oh man.
It was cute.
Very cute.
Cute little moment. Now time for Katie's one-on-one. She meets Matt at the spa. She does the whole run, jump, hug. No kiss though. Did you notice
that? Yeah, just a snuggle.
Just a snuggle and a run, jump, hug. That
was it.
Which already I was like, this ain't looking good.
Yeah. Katie. Yeah. I was like, she's going home.
Yep. This ain't it. But yeah, Matt lets her know that his best friend Tyler is here, and Tyler thinks he's getting a massage, but actually his masseuse is an actor, and we're gonna be like in her ear kind of telling her what to do and kind of like pranking Tyler.
I'd be so mad.
I know, because this has nothing to do with us getting to know each other
or the spa. I would like to go to the spa, sir.
True.
It is October in quarantine.
That is true.
I would like to go to the spa.
I thought it was going to be a spa date at first. Me and then too. They were pranking Tyler. I was like, ooh, that sucks.
Yeah, that's
but
whack.
But I thought it was a fun concept. Maybe not for a first one-on-one.
Yeah.
But I thought it was fun and cutesy and kind of like see their personalities or whatever. But yeah, they basically go behind a room and Tyler's just walking all willy-nilly. Like literally got a hidden camera show. Coming to get his massage before he like dips out in Emma Cullen. And so yeah, they're in the ear of the masseuse. They're telling her to like rub his nipples and like roll this like pin on his head.
Rolling pin all over him.
Katie calls her up on the phone. She's having a full-blown conversation talking about, oh my god, I'm massaging Tyler C. He's so hot. And he's just kind of sitting there like, the fuck?
Yeah.
Where am I?
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/twoblackgirlsonerose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.